Today is part one of a two-part episode on Eastern Sierra legend Bob Tanner. This week, in honor of the 49th annual Bishop Mule Days, Tales Along El Camino Sierra brings you a collection of stories from Mule Days past. Bob Tanner Sr. was a giant of a man in the annals of Eastern Sierra history. Pack station owner, co-founder of Bishop Mule Days, amiable neighbor, and genial human being, Bob Tanner's repute loomed as large as the Sierra Nevada mountains that he lived in. Bob was perhaps best known as the longtime owner of Red's Meadow Pack Station near Devil's Postpile National Monument. Growing up in Southern California, Bob's parents frequently took Bob and the family on vacations to the Eastern Sierra, including the Red's Meadow area. At age 19, to help pay his way through college, Bob got a job on a summer trail crew in the High Sierra, and it was here that Bob credited his love for the backcountry began. Bob graduated from college with a teaching credential and served in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. After the war, Bob moved to Bishop, where he taught school, coached football, and became vice principal at the Home Street School, all while working as a packer at the Red's Meadow and McGee Creek pack stations during the summer months. In 1960, after 7 years of apprenticeship in the packing business, Bob bought Red's Meadow and served at its helm for the next 55 years. He continued to use Red's Arch M brand to mark his stock. Bob once said, "I had the desire to be a packer, so I set out to learn all I could. The first thing you learn when you set out to be a packer is you need to know how to shoe your mules and horses. If you didn't shoe, you were just considered to be another worker." Bob developed his management style very quickly. Bob said, "The first things you need to find when you're running a pack station is good employees and good livestock. I soon found out that if you give your employees and your animals plenty of work and plenty to eat, you'll get along just fine. If you lack in work or food, there can be trouble." Stay tuned to Sierra Wave Radio Alt 92.5 to hear the rest of the story of Eastern Sierra legend Bob Tanner.